律法时代就是从摩西到耶稣当中啊，应许 promise 是不是 operative， 是不是 effective？ 没有，对不对 ？No， 啊 ，right， 没有 ，it's not operative， 没有了。So it is suspended promise. Now in the place of promise, now God is using law， right？ Law 已经代替了应许， right？ Dispensation 的讲话，保罗怎么讲？保罗怎么讲？各位看啊，right， 怎么说？我是这么说，神预先所立的约不能被那所立的约，是指说神对亚伯兰的应许不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于落空，归于虚空。保罗说啊，律法来了以后，应许没有虚空，应许还在那里。律法 law， 我用英文讲，用念英文比较清楚一点，当然念希腊文更清楚了。But let me see， I read this， OK。Verse 16, Galatians 3:16. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say unto offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, which is Christ. Now 17. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterward, does not ratify us to make the promise void.Is a promise void after the law is introduced? No. The promise is still effective. Okay. So, dispensationalism cannot account for this data in the Bible here. I mean, therefore, dispensationalism is not true.
You said dispensation is not true.
I said dispensationalism is not true. Okay.That's what I mean.
Then anyism that can really fully put all the evidence in, I mean, incorporate all the evidence?
Yes. There are some. There are something, yeah.
What?
Huh? Yeah. The what? Well, you want me to ask, it takes me 2-3 years to talk about it.
What about this name? What is the name? I mean, what theology systems that can fully incorporate all the evidence?
Well, I call it biblical theology.The theory which is based on the, which is based on the Bible. That's right. See, that's the reason why we need to do research. That's the reason why I say we need to study. That's the reason why I'm emphasizing so the importance of study.
Well, like Dallas is a very, very, you know, very strong school of, they believe in dispensation.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Dallas Seminary.
Yeah, I know a lot.
Okay, then the point is,
the point is what?
Well, they study art there. They do a lot of research.
Yeah, right. But they never come up with how to deal with this issue. I'm not against Dallas Theological Seminar. I'm against any kind of ism or any kind of theory which doesn't fit into the Bible.
But my question is, I don't think, maybe because my limited, okay, I don't think there's any system, human system, that can incorporate all of it.Because like a lot of obscure passage.
Well, yeah, okay. If you're talking about obscure passage, that's a different thing. The obscure passage, and that's the reason why I said we need to understand the obscure passage in the light of the clear passage. The obscure passage does not present the positive issue there for us to deal with it. Okay. I think the problem is maybe too premature for me to say make this statement I'm making now. Okay.Because when we go deeper in this week, you begin to see some of the things of the significance of what I'm talking about in the future. Okay, so just be patient for a while. Then we'll come to that. Well, I didn't finish what I want. Well, we have 10 more minutes, so can we stay for 10 more minutes? Let me finish this section. That's a good unit anyways. That's a good place to stay. Okay, so what we call the analogy of faith is this. Namely, okay, basically, some conclusion we gather from the different passages, generally speaking, should fit into the total. By total, I don't mean just merely. Namely, okay, in other words, I would say, when your interpretation contradicts the clear teaching of the Bible, you know your interpretation is wrong. Now let me put it in a more simplistic way that way. Okay, if your interpretation, and which we are going to talk about it, if the result of your exegesis or if the result of your interpretation contradicts some clear statement of the Bible, that is a clear sign your interpretation is wrong. Okay, and that's partially applied to dispensationalism I'm talking about. That's what we call the analogy of faith. Okay, next one. Unity of the meaning of Scripture. Namely, the passage of Scripture has really has the meaning which is a part of the total system of the biblical teaching. Okay, and that's what we need to seek after. Namely, unity of the meaning of Scripture really means, okay, that all the teaching of Scripture fit into the total system. So they are not mutually contradictory. Now, finally, interpretation and application. Now, probably some of the things I mentioned here is made clear to you later on when we go into the different aspects of our work. Interpretation and application. Now, interpretation is one. Namely, okay, let me put it this way. One interpretation, namely, the meaning of the Bible is one. Namely, one particular passage of meaning really is one, only one meaning. There is no two meaning or three meanings. Usually there is one meaning. However, one meaning, even though the meaning is one, the application based on the passage can be many. Okay, let me illustrate one point. Okay, Reverend Moses Chow is the executive director of AFC. Now, that's one meaning, right? But he can, because he is the director of AFC, so he can apply in this way, many ways. Application of the fact that he is the director of AFC, therefore we saw that he's sitting in the head office there. As we come in at that office, say, executive director, and he's sitting there. That's application of the fact that he's the director of AFC, right? And now we can also see that he can come in here and say, well, you get out, don't stay here. You move back to your farmhouse for your seminar. If you want to, you can do it. Because he's the director of the AFC, so we better listen to him, right? Or you may come in and say, David, you get out here. You go to meet Reverend Knight. Why? Because he's the director of AFC and David is the staff of AFC. So there is, beginning with one fact, namely he's the director of AFC, we can have many, many different applications. So what I'm saying here is this. Generally speaking, one passage of Scripture has only one meaning, and that application can be many. So we have to distinguish between interpretation, meaning, and application. That's what I'm getting at here. Do not say, okay, you can have the 2-3 application, therefore the meaning 2-3. No, that's a different story. We have to make clear distinction between meaning and application, between interpretation and application. Is that clear? Okay, we stop here today. And,
这是信诚, 中国教会, 免费出借和低价出售录音带的侍奉工作。我们的目的是要借着录音带的侍奉 来荣耀主耶稣基督的圣名，神把这个负担放在我们心中，要我们借着录音带，将神的话以各种不同的方言供给全世界各地华侨的需要。我们热切盼望您能利用录音带来完成以上各项工作：第一，领人归主，向您家人、亲戚、朋友、邻居传扬主恩惠的福音， 使他们都能得着神所赐的喜乐、平安和永生。第二，坚固信徒的信心，使他们在属灵上越发增长成基督的模样。第三， 使信徒更加认识神的慈爱和大能，愿意全心依靠他过快乐的基督徒生活。除此以外，我们更盼望您能在自己教会成立录音带的图书馆，使更多人蒙福。如果有任何需要，请来信和我们联系。通讯地址为 P.O. Box 39455 Cincinnati, Ohio 45239。谢谢您收听我们的录音信息。